For a few minutes, and I need you to hold your Bible out, and I'm going to try not to be too long, but we have to follow the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But in case you can catch the rest at the second service, oh God, I want to go to pick up on our lesson on last week. This is my season to reap what I've sown. I want to go to Acts chapter 9. Look at verse 36 and 40. Acts. Acts chapter 36 and Acts 9 verse 36 and verse 40. Acts chapter 9 verse 36 and verse 40. Y'all read that with me? Now there was a Joppa. Stop right there. Go down to verse 40, please. Amen. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. I want to pick up our series that we started on last week. This is my season to reap what I have sown. But I want to use for a topic, in the long run, it will work itself out. In the long run, it would work itself out. Father God, in Jesus' name, we come before you thanking you, God, for all your many blessings. We give you the honor, Father. Pray, God, that you will have your own way. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you will move in a mighty way. It's all about you. In Jesus' precious name. And we all say, amen. In the book of Acts, the writer here in this ninth chapter gets into a man by the name of Saul, who we know as Paul, as he has been called out and chosen by God to deliver his word to all of those that are lost. We know here that Paul is one of the ones who have wrote many books in the New Testament. As Paul was a writer, early in his early life, we know that he was one that was a persecutor of those who knew Jesus, which is letting us know that all have had times in their life when they was not so right with God. All of us. No one is exempt from being a Paul. Help me, somebody. And some like to put categories on things, you know. Levels of sin. But sin is sin. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. Sin is sin. Sin is sin. And therefore, if you have been a sinner, and all of us have, whether we sin or were born into sin, we were sinners. Just as God called Paul, he also called us and chose us. It just said everyone has a different direction of pathway, but as we said a few weeks ago, the same mission. And so when we see here that they take now Paul, and because so many people are angry with him, they send him on his way. And the text goes in now into Peter. The Peter said that now that Paul is going, he's off studying and getting closer to God, getting to know more about God. Peter comes in the play now. But I want you to understand that when Peter comes in the play, Peter also comes into play because he is a disciple of God. Now, many say, but the text does not say a disciple. Disciples say that he is one that is learning. But I want you to also know that, yes, it does state that Peter had moved in a higher level, not just a disciple. But can I tell you something? We'll always be disciples. Don't never get hooked up on education. Don't get hooked up on levels. We are all disciples. The reason why I say that is because we are all still under training. Training must take place daily in our lives. And in fact, if you are only coming here on Sunday morning and opening up this Bible, then you've got much training to do. Help me, somebody. Because I want you to understand something, that is when Peter came into point, Peter came in, and the Bible said that when Peter came into this scripture, in this particular text, is that he went to Lydda. Some say Lydia, which is spelled L-Y-D-I, but Lydda is L-Y-D-D-A. That's the way they pronounce it, and some pronounce it different ways. But nevertheless, is that he came there and found a man. The text, if you look at it, said a man that was left palsy for 8 years. Y'all see that? He was sick. He was sick for 8 years in the text. If you go back up about 10, 15 verses, it said the man was sick somewhere for 8 years. And it says that Peter spoke healing in his life. Now, that's good to know that Peter spoke healing in his life. Because I believe that by he being a disciple of God, he had become close to God. In other words, he had become mature in God to know the power of God. I wish I had more mature children of God in here that knew the power of God. Because when you know the power of God, when both of these brothers came up here, if I were to just go back to say when all three of these brothers came up here, all of them, beginning from the back to the second row up in the choir, I can tell you that they all had storms in their life. And you don't understand how come Brother Champ, when he had the opportunity to come up here and just to give you the welcome, if he could give you his testimony, where he was and where he is now, you'll shout, help me, somebody. But I say that for him. But then if you can see my brother Dolio and Brother Otis, where they was and where God brought them now, why they sing like they sing. They wasn't singing to make you happy. They were singing because God had made them. Can I get a witness here, brother? Is that when you've been through some things,
And you open your mouth to say, you know, I ain't singing to make you happy. I'm singing because he's made me happy. He's made me glad. He's done something to me that brought me where I am. Can I get a witness here? And so if I was just to stop right there, and I know I said 15 minutes, I believe everybody in here sang sometimes in their life. Amen, amen. Even if you feel you can't sing, just but there's something that you say. I do mine because at point I don't care what nobody say. It's just something within me that make my song come out. And listen, when I know that my voice is a little shaky, I just tell one of the brothers who can sing to sing for me. And God looks at my heart. Y'all don't hear me. And see what happens, and it makes me happy when I hear something that I really like. I just throw it out there, and if they don't get it, I say, where's the individual that I need to sing my song? Y'all don't hear me, because that means that it's something within my spirit. I need to hear my song. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all look up YouTube and you go on your iPad and your iPhone when you got trouble and storms in your life. You go in the bathroom and you put it on, and folk really think you're mad, but you're in there getting your breakthrough. You're getting your deliverance, because if I don't get it, I'm going to cut you up. Y'all don't get it. Brethren, say thank God for YouTube. And so what happens? So what happens here? That here when Peter comes here and he tells this man here to get up out of his bed, he spoke life into him, and he got up out of the bed. Now the man was not dead, but he was in a dead stage. Yeah. Oh God. Now if farther down in the text it begins to talk about now, as that the rumor got out that Peter was in Lydda. And what happened, the text say there was a woman here by the name of Tabitha. The Hebrew word means Tabitha, and the Greek word means Dorcas. Now, I want you to understand this woman here. This woman here name means, I think, Gaza. And when we think about it, it means it's like almost like a deer. It's fast running, always here and always there. If you look at her life, I can understand about this woman. Because when I look it up, it talks about, it says that beautiful, sharp, lovable. Meaning here in the text that this woman was a woman that had a appearance on her outside that looked real good. And it says that she carried herself that way. But reading from the text, it does not only tell me that she looked good on the outside. It tells me that her inside was also good. I can tell you something. You can be all dressed down and looking sharp on the outside. But when you open your mouth, God have mercy. Somebody know what I'm talking about. It'll kill everything. Everything gone. Because you look good on the outside, but I can't really see you. Because when you open your mouth, it changes everything about you. God, y'all know what I'm talking about. When you see him coming, you just turn around because the attitude's so bad. Always frowning. And when you open your mouth, there's nothing soft and sweet about it. It's always ugly and raising up. The Bible said a soft word turns away wrath. But this woman looked good not on her outside, but in her inside. Y'all hear me on that? Now watch it. Verse 36 says, now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha. Now watch this. Disciple. Notice here that it said that disciple, meaning that this woman was a follower of Christ. Y'all hear me on that? She was a follower of Christ. It means here is because she was a follower of Christ, she knew the blessings of God. I wish I had some folk up in here that knew the blessings of God. She followed Christ. She did what the Lord told her to do. Oh, God. And see, whatever you do, what God
do, he'll bless you.
Y'all hear me on that? She was a disciple. You don't become a disciple until you get under the leadership of a trainer. Y'all don't hear me? She got under the leadership of one of who is called Christ. She got under his ministry. I didn't say Toy Hodge ministry. I say Christ's ministry. Because anytime you get under Toy Hodge's ministry, when you get mad, you ain't coming here no more. Or you might come and then you ain't getting nothing because you getting mad. So mad at me, all you see is your anger or what you think about me. I wish you can get your eyes off of me and see Christ. Help me, somebody. And if you are angry, pray for me, because that's what I'm doing for you. You don't hear me, church. And so what happened, she got under the ministry of Christ. And as days went by, weeks went by, months went by, she began to grow in God. Now watch this. In return, God blessed her. Now watch this. I want you to understand. I want you to understand something. I'll go back to verse 36. It says, which interpreted is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works. Did y'all see that? Full of good works. Full of good works. Isn't it good to know that there are some folk that got some good works and they're full of, but I don't just want one good works. I want to be full of good works. Full of good works. All of it is in your bones. It's in your body. Every time I turn around, you sowing seeds. Every time I turn around, what can I do for the kingdom of God? I ain't trying to do it for you. I'm trying to do it for the Lord. And what happened is, a lot of folk always say to me, Pastor, you use the same folk. It ain't that I use the same folk. It's just that's the only one that's willing to do something. Y'all don't hear me. If I can get everybody else to do something, we'll be all right. So I thank God for the few folk that he do give me that's willing to do something. And every time you use the same folk get jealous. You don't have to get jealous. Just come out and do something if you got some good work for you. Because we hear all through the day, all through the night, it's much work to be done on these two blocks in a part that God has given to us. Help me, somebody. You just gotta have some good works in you. But the truth of the matter, you wanna get paid for everything you do. If you don't have a dollar sign on it, you don't wanna come up here and do something. Y'all don't hear me. And what happened is you think that it's all about Sunday morning. But baby, it ain't all about Sunday morning. Because if it's all about Sunday morning, I don't think you might want to go to heaven. Because in heaven, the Bible said that every day shall be Sunday, and the Sabbath will have no end. So if you got a problem worshiping God down here through Monday through Saturday, then you're going to have a problem if you try to go to heaven. I'm trying to tell you something. Watch this, watch this, watch this. Look at the text, look at the text. The text says that this woman was full of good works. Now, I want you to understand something, that the woman was full of good works, but God put those works in her. Y'all hear me on that? God put those works in her. And because God didn't put the works in her for her, God put the works in there for her to spread seeds. Y'all hear me on that? God ain't putting it in you just for you, but God's putting it in you for you to spread seeds, because God wants a harvest. Oh, God, help me, somebody. Can I tell you this? You know what the Bible says? The Bible says that the harvest is what? Plentiful. But he don't have a problem with the harvest. He got a problem with the labors. God, help me, somebody. He said the labors are, God, I'm just trying to tell you, it's in the Bible, it's in the Bible. But I got good news for those that are laboring in the word of God. Your work is not being unseen. I want to read something to you. I want to read here in the book of Hebrews. Watch this, the book of Hebrews. Chapter 4, and I want to go over to chapter 6 after this. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, look at verse 12. First thing I want you to understand is that God is not going to go back on his word.
And he's not a God that he shall lie. Hebrew chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit." God, help me somebody. Look at this, watch this. "And of what? The joints and marrow, and is a what? Discerner of the thoughts and intents." Understand something here, is that you can fake anybody by coming up in here looking all sharp. You can do anything. You can fake me. You can fake others. But God looks at your heart. He knows whether you're real, and he knows whether you fake. Y'all don't hear me, somebody. I don't have to know whether you're real, and really don't care, because I come just to do what God tell me to do. It's the pastor, the flock of the almighty living God. It don't matter what folks say. It don't matter say who anything is. It don't matter what you call me. I come to do nothing but what God called me to do. And if you focus on what God called you to do, then you will stay out of everybody else's business. So God can bless you for being faithful to him. Y'all don't hear me. Because you have to understand that I don't have a heaven and a hell to take you to. All of that comes from God. And between you, y'all don't hear me. Everything that you do is between you and God. So watch this. But God says that he is not a God that he shall lie. And he said it's in his word of what he's going to do for you and what he's going to kill for you. I want you to understand, is it anybody in here that believe in the word of God? Oh God, watch this, watch this. When I look at chapter 6 in the book of Hebrew, I go over there to verse 10. It says this, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love." Did y'all see that? Huh? It says, "which you have showed toward his name." Stop right there. He said, now watch, what you have done, you have showed it towards my name. The blessing of God is when you do it because of Jesus. It goes back to that verse and say, his word is sharper. God have mercy. It goes back to that verse that talks about his word is a living word. It's a spiritual word, and his word would do just what his word say he will do. So the Bible say, "For God is not mock for whatsoever a man that." Oh, y'all don't hear me on this thing. So God here in his word, he said, "For everything that you're doing," he said, "I'm not forgetting your work." He said, "and your labor and your love, which you have showed toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." Can I tell you something? That everybody in here is supposed to be ministering to somebody. God placed it in you to minister to somebody. You cannot go throughout the week without encouraging somebody that everything's going to be okay. Y'all don't hear me, somebody. And so what happens when I look here at this thing here, and it reminds me that God is not going to forget what I'm doing. Can I tell you something? I also look at another verse here, and this verse here, and it says in Luke chapter 6:38. Somebody go there. Go with me to Luke chapter 6:38. Look what it says. All right, watch this. Y'all see that? Verse 38. Now, God's word is in verse 38. Like God's word is in verse 37. God's word in verse 38 said, let's read it. "Give, and it shall be given unto you." Now, stop right there. God, that's God's word. God's telling you that if you give, it shall be given unto you. Now I want you to understand something. It's just very important that you understand not to try to hold back and be stingy. Because what happened is, I want you to understand that when I give,
God's about to drop some things on me. And listen, can I tell you something? If he would just keep my son, he's done it for me. If he would keep my wife and children, he's done it for me. Watch it. If he would just keep regular together, he's done it for me. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear. Listen, listen. Everything that God has put under your umbrella, if you give, God is going to give to you. If you do something and God bless your grandmother, he's done it for you. Y'all don't hear me. I remember that when I was flying in a plane, and in the plane, when it touched ground, it went right back up in the air. Now, the pilot didn't tell us what was wrong, but throughout my military career, I knew that if I was on a plane, I knew something was wrong, that when it planned, when it already been cleared to land by the tower, if we landed and it went right back up in the air, I knew it was danger ahead of us if it wouldn't have went back up. But I knew that it was a saint on board. Y'all don't hear me. I knew that God had much work to do for me. Y'all understand that? And it's because of some of y'all that a whole lot of people are still around today. And the reason is because the Bible says is that the prayers of the righteous. Help me, somebody. Have you ever prayed your child through a storm? Have you ever prayed your loved one out of a bed of affliction? Have you ever prayed for your friend to get out the condition that they're in? Have you ever prayed, even if they were in jail, if they was in prison? Have you ever prayed that God would just watch over them and God kept them? Can I tell you something? Some people are surviving on your prayer. Oh, God. Oh, God, I got to finish this up. But it's important here. It's important here. When I look at the verse here, and look, he says, now when I give unto you, he says, good measure. God's going to give you a good measure because you gave. How many of y'all want a good measure? God, bless me, bless me, bless me. Now listen, I said, Lord, any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied. He said, listen, but guess what? He said, I also told you this, but if you want a special blessing, all you got to do is sow in it. You don't hear me. He said, because I want you to know that I am your God. I want you to be so excited that when people see you, they say, how is it that you can laugh like you laugh? How is it that you can worship like you worship? Because God has given me good measure. Watch this. When everybody else are struggling trying to make it, listen, you think that you're struggling trying to make it, you ought to come with me to the mission house. Come with me. Come with me to the covenant house. Y'all don't hear me. Come with me to Africa and see folk that are in Africa that are fighting over a little tin glass, a soda water, a soda pop bottle that's on the ground. Come with me and see some of the folks living in the hut. And you think you're trying to survive? I know some of y'all ain't been to Ethiopia, but if you would just go over there and see those folk, they'll walk miles to get to church. And when they get to church, they don't want you to stop preaching. They'll stay there from morning to night to hear the word of God, because God has spared their life one more day. But if I preach 40 minutes, some of y'all say, Pastor, you a little long-winded today. No, baby, I wasn't long-winded. God said you need some word because you ain't been studying at home. Oh, y'all don't hear me. God said, no, you need some word. You don't have enough word. God said, the reason why I gave that word for 45 minutes to an hour, because you're going to run into a bump on tomorrow, and that word is going to remind you. Keep on walking. Hop over the bump. God said it was the word that kept you from falling in the bump. I'm just trying to tell you. I'm just trying to tell you. Look at this. Look at this. Yeah, he says, good measures. And then God said, the reason how I'm going to bless you is going to be pressed down. God, have mercy. God said, I want to make sure. He said, look, I'm not going to just put it in here. He said, because if I place it in here, according, to be honest with you, if it ain't pressed down, then it really ain't full. Mm. Watch what he said. He said, I want to press it down because according to my word and you've been faithful, he says, I'm going to press it down. He said, and shake it together. Running. Oh, God, y'all don't hear me. He said, running over. Watch this. Shall men give into your what? Bosom. Oh, God, help me. I'm going to stop right there. Can I tell you something? God going to make folk give to you. And folk that don't even like you going to give to God. God going to make your enemies give to you. In fact, the Bible said he make the wicked rich to give to you. You don't hear me. God's going to make folk that judge you, that talk about you, going to give to you, because that's the type of God we serve. Oh, God. I'm going to finish there. Watch this. I want to go back. To something else. I want to go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Can we go there? I'm almost finished. Give me 10 more minutes. Go to Deuteronomy. And I want to look at this. Chapter 28. Because I think that's important here. When we go to talk about Tabitha. That the Lord had gave to her. And she had plenty that she had. And I ain't even start talking about what she did. I'm only talking about what she had. God have mercy. Now watch this. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, I want you to understand what God was saying to the children of Israel. Then I want you to understand why Tabitha was so blessed, because she was a disciple. She was a child of the Almighty God. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1, look what the text says. It says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Did y'all hear that? In other words, God said, listen to my word. Don't listen to what everybody else is saying. He said, listen to my words. He said, don't listen to the one that said you can't make it. Don't listen to the one that say, baby, you can't fill out that application. You got to have a master's degree. And you don't even have a BA. In fact, you didn't even get out of school. You barely got your GD. Don't listen to them. Now, because God said, listen to my word. Oh, God, help me. If God's going to give you something that's pressed down, shaken together and running over, you cannot listen to what negative folk have to say. I need to hear some people that speak positive things in my ear. I need to hear some believers that say that God's word said it shall come to pass. Can I get a witness here? I need to hear some folks say that God is the healer. The doctor say you can't get better. But I come today to tell you the devil is a lie. I'm already better. God help me. I may be taking all type of medicine, but I'm still speaking that I'm already delivered. I may take my high blood pressure, but I'm speaking, I'm already healed, and I'm already good. I wish I had some believers in here today that believe that the word of God is true. Watch this. He says, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, thy God. Watch this. Thy God means that he's your individual God. Stop trying to survive that he's somebody else's God and start claiming him as your God. God, help me somebody. It's because mama, everything gonna be all right. Yeah, truthful enough, but mama may go home one day. And who you gonna have then? That's like an idol God. Listen, can I tell you something? It's all right, say, Pastor, lay hands on me under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, but don't make me out to be an idol God. I'm trying to help somebody here. Some of y'all just got messed up here, because you have to understand he is your God also. The same God that blessed Toy is the same God that'll bless you. I'm trying to help you. Don't make me out to be an idol God. Don't you ever think that if you can't get to me, then you can't get better. Lay hands on your own self. Get on your knees and believe that the same God that takes care of me is the same God that takes care of you. Can I get a witness here? Listen, I'd be in the doctor's office. He said, we're going to have to do this. I said, but my God shall supply all of my needs. You might have to go through an operation, but the devil is a liar. I'm going to come out of it, because if I got to go through it, he's still going to be my surgeon. He's still going to be my anesthesiologist. He's still going to be my air doctor. Come on, my radiologist. He's going to be everything that I need if I have to go through it. Why? Because he is still my God. He said,
This is what Tabitha did. He said, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Watch this. God said that I'm about to bless you, but I need you to obey my word. God said, I need you to do everything that my word say do. He said that if you do everything that my word says do, that God's going to reveal his blessings to you. God have mercy. But because the text I've already showed you, that God has already given you the blessing, but you cannot see it, is because you're not looking. And it's impossible to see spiritual things when you're looking at the natural eye instead of spiritual. God help me. Look what he says. And all of these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. Listen, not only come on you, but overtake you. Y'all don't hear me. God says that I'm not only going to bless you, but your blessings are going to overtake you. Listen, watch this. Whenever there's a folk around you, it outnumbers you. God help me. God, if you want to outnumber me on the blessings, overtake me. Pile them up, baby, from the bottom of my feet to all over my head. Anybody want to be overtaken by God's blessings? Because when God bless you, he bless you. Watch this. He says, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice, he goes back, of the Lord thy God. He said, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Listen, I'm just a blessing. Everywhere I go, if I go to work, I'm blessing. If I come home from work, I'm a blessing. If I go to the doctor, I'm a blessing. Now, can I tell you something? You're a blessing when you get to church. You're a blessing when you leave from church. You just bless, 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 bless. Anybody in here know that you are blessed tremendously? Because the songwriter said, it could have been me, no home. It could have been me, nowhere to lay my head. I'm blessed. Here, look what he says, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. God gonna bless your body. And the fruit of thy crown, and the fruit of the cattle, the increase, and the kine, and the flocks of the sheep. Blessed shall thou be the basket and thy store. I got to stop right here, because I want you to understand that when I look at the text here, I see that all of God's blessings are upon God's children. You are destined to be blessed. Then when I go back and I look here at Tabitha, the Bible says is that Tabitha was a woman that was blessed by God with good works. Watch what the text says. Now she gave love seeds. It means that everything she gave it out of love. Oh God, help me. She didn't give it in exchange for you to do something. She gave it because she loved giving. God have mercy. Now, you know, we have some stingy folk up in here today. And the reason why we know you're stingy, because if you ain't going to get a God, I know you ain't going to get a nobody else. Help me somebody. But God said this woman was an alms seed. She gave from her heart. And she was a hard worker. God blessed her hands and caused her to be a seamstress. She took clothes and she made clothes and she sold it to the rich, got money, and gave to the widows and orphans.
Can I get a witness here? She made them clothes. She made them coats because she loved them. I wish I had some folk that just wanted to give their time to God, that didn't mind sweeping and vacuuming and not worried about who's paid to do it. Just do it because you love the Lord. I wish I had some folk that and stop complaining about how to howl, look, and get in there and do something. I wish I had some folk in here that stopped complaining about the dishes and get in there and wash them. All y'all folk do sometimes is complain. This ain't done right. Paper over here, paper over there. What's wrong with your nice manicured hands that God has blessed you with, that you ain't paralyzed, that you can pick up some paper? You pick it up around your house. Can't you pick it up around God's? I'm trying to help somebody. What if God paralyzed your hand? What if you had carpal tunnel so bad that you couldn't even type, you couldn't do nothing, and Social Security told you you didn't even qualified? Then you're going to come up here and say, Lord, if you give me one more chance, I'll do everything I can for you. God still gave you another chance and you still ain't picked up nothing else around the house of God yet. God is tired of folk lying to him, making covenants with him, saying, what I'm going to do if I bless you. God said, just do what I say. So when I look at Tabitha, I look at Tabitha. And here in Tabitha had been a giver. Tabitha here was a sower of seeds. And the text says that while she was giving, nobody gave to her. She took her trade, she took her gift, and did what God told her to do with it. I wish I had more folk in the church house that would get tired of folks' gifts and worry about your own gift. Because what happens when you overlook your own gift, you get jealous of somebody else's gift. And when you get jealous of somebody else's gift, you start talking about that person because they're operating on their gift. Y'all don't hear me. And when you get operated on somebody else's gift and forget your own gift, you forget that God has blessed you also. So Tabitha comes in and she begins to give to the widows, give to the orphans, give to those that are in need. After she gave to those that are in need, the Bible says she got sick. Now, how is it that this woman here was a giver? How is it, God, that you said that you're going to fill her cup up and she's going to overflow and she's been given all of her life and now she's sick? Have you ever got to the point that you've done everything and nobody done nothing for you and now you're sick and you can barely take care of yourself, but yet you're still trying to take care of somebody else? Y'all don't hear me. When I look at the text here and see here that this woman here was a giver. This woman here sowed seeds. This woman here tried to do everything that she can for the Lord. But nobody gave to her. Here she was sick. Yeah, she had planted seeds, church. Some of y'all up in here have planted seeds. And because you have planted seeds, it seemed like your seeds have not grown yet. Y'all don't hear me. I wish I had a picture on the screen that can just show you that when you plant a seed, the seed will go in the ground, go in the soil. But you got to be careful where you plant your seed. Can I get a witness? Yeah. You can't plant your seed in anything. You got to be grounded and rooted in Jesus. Help me, somebody. When you plant your seed in Jesus, this means here, yeah, that anything you do for the benefit of the kingdom of God. Planting your seed so that somebody can be blessed. Planting your seed that one day God's going to give you a harvest. You plant your seed of love. You plant your seed of joy. You plant your seed of mercy. You plant your seed. Place your seed in the ground, rooted in God. But it seems like that seed is not going to grow. You keep doing everything for everybody, but now you're sick and you need some help yourself. If somebody would only knock on my door and offer me a glass of water, that'll be all right. If somebody every now and then that don't mind saying, I'm going to bring some food by the house and check on you. Come on, help me somebody. If folk would just stop by the hospital sometimes and just lay hands on me and tell me, God got your back. Yeah. You don't have to stay but just 2 minutes. Just stop by. If you don't mind, if you don't stop by, send somebody and say, I told you to say, we're praying for you. Because I planted seeds. And every time I plant a seed, folk take advantage of me. There are folk that take advantage of you when you've been good to them. There are folk that never say thank you when you've been good to them. Can I get a witness here? When you plant your seed, it seems like you get frustrated sometimes. In the soil, in the dirt, and it's not coming up nowhere. But God wants you to know that when you plant your seed in Him, can I get a witness here? The Bible says that God's got you covered, God's got your back. This woman here was sick, but she had planted seeds all of her life, worked hard to make a coat for somebody else, worked hard with her hands and paid for things so that she can help somebody that didn't have nothing. Now, you got folk right up in here in this church that need your assistance. Can I go here somewhere? You don't have to really go to Ethiopia and help somebody. You can help somebody that's sitting by you. I like to give seeds when I get those things in the mail and feed the hungry, give to the children, help the Indian nationality. But I like to also sow seeds to somebody that stand by me. I like to sow seeds to somebody that's right in the same church that I pastor. You don't hear me? Because how is it that you can love God whom you've never seen and hate, oh, y'all don't hear me, your brother you see every day? How is it that you can help somebody across the country and won't help somebody that's going to the same church with you? Can I get a witness here? There's somebody in here right now, their child needs some shoes and you won't help them. But folk will ignore those who they go to church with. Ignore those they live next to and take something and mail it to another country and want God to bless them. Help me somebody. You'll get on TV and sow seeds to another ministry and won't sow seed to your own. God, help me somebody. God wants you to sow seed to the other ministry, but you have a ministry that you can sow seeds into also. Y'all don't hear me? There are folk up in here that want God to bless them, and some of y'all can't get blessed because you don't do what the word of God says. But when the Bible says that whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap, can I tell you that not only he was talking to those that don't love him, but he was talking to those that do love him. He makes a promise on it, and he says to you that if you just sow a seed, in the long run, it'll work itself out. Can I get a witness here? He said, you don't need to worry about the seed giving a harvest. He said, I'm going to make that seed give a harvest. While it's deep down rooted in the ground, day by day, he's causing that seed to break through the dirt in the soil. While he's causing it to break through the dirt, through the soil, I want you to keep on watering the seed. Keep on trusting that God's going to fix it and that God's going to turn your situation around. Truth of the matter is that this woman here was sick. And because she was sick, sooner or later, the Bible says she died. All of those mourners came and watched her body. The Bible said they started crying. But the Bible also speaks out here is that while the mourners were crying, somebody said, we got a 911 situation. They said, no need to call for the doctor, because it's too late. She's already dead. But I like to say this woman sowed seeds in everybody else's life, and nobody gave to this woman but God. He saw the seed that this woman had sowed in the ground. Somebody said, go get Peter. Peter had helped this man that was sick in the bed for 80 years. But the same power that brought this man out of the bed, perhaps this same power can raise this woman back up from the grave. The text says that this woman had died, church. Is it anybody in your life that's got some things that need to come alive? I stopped by today to tell you, you need to call on God to help that situation. Now, there are some things that people can't help you with, but there are some things you're going to have to go straight to God with. They say, don't get the surgeon and don't go get the respiratory doctor. Now, no reason for a trait today. She's already dead. But go get Peter, who knows a living God that's able to turn all situations around. The Bible said, they said, Peter, you got to come quick. Can't wait till tomorrow. Even though she was already dead, can't wait for next week. Even though she was already dead, this woman was a seed planter, and no seed had came out of the ground yet. But can I tell somebody something? In the long run, it'll work itself out. Can I get a witness? Can I tell you something? You've been faithful to God, and it seems like there's no return. But in the long run, it'll work itself out. Can I get a witness here? I've been doing everything I possibly can, but nobody understands that I've been faithful, but I'm going through some things. But the Lord says, stay faithful, because in the long run, it'll work itself out. It had not came out yet, but just in the long run, it may be a few weeks from now, it may even be next year, but in the long run, it'll work itself out. The Bible says that any man be in Christ is a new creature, and all things pass away, and behold, all things have become brand new. I got saved, but it don't seem like there's no change. I still got burdens, and I still got problems. I still have hell raisers and troublemakers still in my life. But in the long run, it'll work itself out. Can I get a witness here? I still have trials and tribulations. I still have a group of enemies that rise up against me. But in the long run, anybody know what I'm talking about? It'll work itself out. What the Lord is saying, stay faithful even unto death. What the Lord is saying, hold on for a little while longer. What the Lord is saying, he's about to to turn your situation not halfway, but all the way around. In the long run, what the Lord is saying, be patient and wait on the Lord. Don't be quick, because the race is not given to the swift, but to whom endure until the end. Is it anybody here that's in a race? Is it anybody here that knows the Lord will take care of everything? Every now and then I get frustrated. Every now and then I feel like giving up. But I heard the Lord says, in the long run, it'll work itself out. What the Lord says, you step out of the way and wait till my change come. Is it anybody here need to know today? Wait on the Lord, he'll show up. Is it anybody here going through some things, worried how you gonna make it? Can I tell you something? Hold on to God's unchanging hands, cause in the long run it'll work out. He'll work it out. He'll make it all right. Just wait on the Lord and be of good cheer. I know you're crying. I know you got pain. I know you feel like giving up. But in the long run, he'll work it out. Is it anybody here? Know the Lord will work it out. Go back to the text. The Bible says she died, yet she died. She gave, she got sick, and she died. But Peter, when he got there, the Bible says he put out the moaners, because I don't need no crybabies when God does his work. Everybody in there that believes she was dead had to get out the room. When the Lord get ready to bless you, I don't need my haters trying to tell me something else. All my haters, excuse me while I shut the door. Can I get a witness here? All of those that say I never make it, excuse me, I gotta put you out the room. See me now, all messed up, my mind all confused, my body all sick, but excuse me, I'm about to be like Clark Kent. If you don't mind, I got to go in the phone booth. Is it anybody here? No, the Lord will change you, and you're all right. The Bible says he went in the room, but he couldn't speak to her. He had to get on his knees. Every now and then, you can't lay in the bed. Every now and then, you can't sit in your chair. You got to get on your knees. Say, Lord, I know my shoes may get messed up. I know my clothes may get wrinkled, but I need you, Lord. Is there anybody here? No, you got to get on your knees every now and then. Tell the Lord, take over, fix my problems. The Bible said he went on his knees, turned to the woman, Tabitha. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Tabitha, Dorcas, in Jesus' name, get up. I dare you, church, to say in the name of Jesus, it's already done. In Jesus' name, it's already fixed. In Jesus' name, I've got my breakthrough. In Jesus' name, I'm already delivered. In Jesus' name, my rent is paid off. In Jesus' name, I got my my healing in Jesus' name. Is it anybody here? Know the Lord is all right. Say yes. He's all right. Yeah. He's all right. Yeah. And he's all right. And he's all right. Is anybody here? Know the Lord is all right.
Tabitha heard him call her name. And can I tell you this? It wasn't Peter that she heard. It was the voice of the Almighty God. When God speaks, everything got to get up. Speak to me, Jesus. When I'm hurting, Lord, speak to me. Lord, when I'm going through, when the pain's in my belly, when I don't know what to do about my children, God, speak to me. Oh, I wish I had some worshipers in here. God, I need you to speak to me because I'm about to walk off of this job. Speak to me. I wish I had some believers in here that needed God to speak to them. I wish I had some believers in here that just need God to speak one word. God, if you say one word, I get peace back in my mind. One word from the Lord. Anybody know what I'm talking about? If God, you gotta speak to me. Because if you don't speak to me, I'm not gonna make it. If you don't speak to me, I'm gonna run my car off this bridge. If you don't speak to me, I'm gonna take a gun and kill everybody in this house. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me. Speak to my bones. Speak to my mind. Speak to my spirit. Speak to my soul. Anybody need God to speak to them? And when he speaks, he said, peace, be still. Anybody know when God is on board, everything gonna be all right. Jesus, this is what he said. Don't worry about it, baby. I got your back. I'm like State Farms. I'm like the insurance company. I cover you through a flood. I cover you through a fire. I cover you through robbery. I cover you on your medical insurance. He said, I got you covered. He said, this is the only thing I need you to do is trust me. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But watch this. I'm ready to go now. But God, I have trouble trusting sometimes because it's so rough. And every time I try to do it, it fails. And he says, this is what I need you to do. The next time you go back down there, speak to it and make it work. Test 100. Y'all don't hear me. I'm going to walk up in this jar and I'm going to sit there. And when they tell me they can't hire me, I'm going to believe that God's going to hire me. Y'all don't hear me. I need some folk that just step out on faith. The impossible has already been proven by Jesus Christ. Watch this. Because he took a wretch like you and me. What I used to do, I don't do it no more. Then he took all my filthy sins. Washed me whiter than snow. If God can fix you, he can fix the problem that you have. Trust Jesus. Come on, give God some praises again. The doors of the church is open. The doors of the church is open. There may be one in here. that's looking for a church home, that wants to come to God, you at the right place. This is the right time. God is saying here, he says, all of the blessings that you need, you already have. He says, I want to open your eyes and I want to reveal them to you. I want you to see everything that I have for you. God said that you're looking for a church home. He said, I want you to come. God says here that you want to come out of your Christian experience. He says, this is your opportunity to come. He said, I want you to come. Come on, preachers. He said, I want you to come. I want you to come. I want you to come. The doors of the church is open. You might want to come out, watch care. But this is your opportunity. Will you come? The doors of the church is open. Wherever you are, this is your opportunity to come to Jesus. This is your opportunity. The doors of the church is open. Will you come? Wherever you are.